Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Hope you're having a great evening, folks. Hope it's a good evening for you and hope you find life treating you well. Let me share this. Don't forget to like and share. Please, please, please. Yeah, I had stuff going on last week one day, but then the conversation blog talk was not coming up, so one of those things. Hey, what can you do? You know, I mean, when blog talk doesn't work, what can you do? So just don't forget to like and share, comment, whatever. Love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Ocasio-Cortez's website, if you've been there, it'll tell you that we need to get the troops out of Syria. We need to get them out. Now she's on record saying that she wants them out. No, they need to stay there. She wants the troops gone, so Trump gets the troops out, starts bringing them back. Now she wants him there. Elizabeth Warren's anti-corruption plan would not prevent a Hunter Biden situation. Why? Because that's what they live on. Politicians really don't want to go after Trump and his tax issue. Do you know why? Because they use the same loopholes he does to pay as little as possible in taxes. Keep trying to impeach Trump. His support just grows bigger and bigger and bigger because people are like, what are the Democrats doing? All they're trying to do is impeach Trump. They're not trying to do anything to fix this country. Especially in very red states, Democratic politicians are having a very hard time. That's right, folks. That's how this world works. Yeah, the Democrats really don't want to do anything, you know. You know, a mom demands Action founder Shannon Watts respond to President Trump's anti-Syrian policies, claiming that it's easier to purchase a semi-automatic rifle than purchase Sudafed. I will get into that because she obviously doesn't know stuff. You know, we're one step away from using the Second Amendment for actually what it was designed for. Yeah, hunting tyrants, going after a government that's trying to be ever-controlling. Elizabeth Warren has been untruthful when she was telling voters that she was fired from her job for being pregnant. Teaching job, yeah. You know, Barack Obama lied, but Democrats don't care. Don't care. I'm going to get into so much more. And also, I'm going to get into Manchester United and the Lord help us with that. You know, what is the answer? Is there an answer? I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want everyone in the conversation, those listening around the world and all that, I want you to keep Leslie and Mandy Miller in the prayers. Leslie's watch for the conversation, and he plays Irish music, and they lost their one-day-old baby, and I don't know what you're going through. I can't even imagine, but everyone at the conversation, my wife, me, and everyone, you're in our thoughts and prayers. God bless you. can't even imagine. Life's short, man. Take what God gives you. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I can go to bed and I might not be here. That's why I always tell my wife I love her. That's why I always do what I do. I lost my brother and I can't even... I mean, I didn't know at my wedding that he was sick. You never know. And you take day by day, every day, the way God gives it to you. You know? And you try to do what's right with the world. And try to do, that's what, you know, I try to wake people up no matter what they, no matter what you stand for, no matter what you believe. If you're Democrat, great. Show me what Democrats are doing in California. Show me how their policies are helping. Because I don't see how massive, where they show a guy driving down the road, going down for like 5 minutes, videotaping a road in LA, and it's nothing but tents everywhere. How is that? I mean, I love posting that video from Chicago. Broken homes? Yes, we can. Drug-ridden streets? Yes, we can. Shot up people? Yes, we can. Show me a white Tea Party Republican. The Republican Party has nothing to do with the black community. This is Democrat run year after year after. You're not, you know, how can you blame this on Republicans? They have nothing to do with it. They have nothing to do with it. Even Steve Harvey is too, well, Trump's doing great. Trump's doing great. Now he's like, well, what has Trump really done for this community? What has Trump really done? What has Trump really done? What has he done for the black community? Unemployment at the lowest ever for blacks, Hispanics, you know, women. Oh, by the way, don't forget this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. Deuteronomy 6:4. Think about that as going through your day to day, you know. And that's where we're at, folks. I don't care what you stand for, but back it up. Yeah, I support Democrats, and South Chicago is democratically controlled. It's run, and it's doing great. You know, if I call South Chicago a dump heap, crime-ridden, how is it? Oh, that's wrong. How dare you? Yeah, Baltimore is a third world cesspool home. Baltimore is bad. Detroit is horrible. When cops won't go down parts of the road, guess what? There's something wrong. Guess what, folks? See, I'm not politically correct on the show, as Ralphie May would say. I'm correct. Sorry if you can prove me that South Chicago is a great, thriving metropolis, and I'm wrong for that it's gang-ridden, drug-ridden, violence all the time, bad, bad, bad area. It's like a session, it's like a third world country, it's that bad. If how dare you talk about South Chicago like that? Well, prove me wrong then. Oh, wait. Prove me wrong. Prove me that California is this great metropolis with no typhoid epidemic, no nothing. Prove me wrong. Prove me that there's not tons and tons and tons of homeless people, that there's not needles everywhere. Prove me wrong. Show me how I'm lying to you. Show me how there's not feces all over the place and syringes and needles everywhere. I'll wait. I'll be here for eternity. You know? See, that's why Elizabeth Warren's anti-corruption plan would not prevent a Hunter Biden scenario, would not prevent all these politicians' family members from being on boards. Because if you don't know this, Biden's son, Pelosi's son, and Romney's son are all on the board of directors for energy companies doing business in Ukraine. You know, that's why in 2007, Barack Obama had like a $1.3 to $1.7 million net worth. Now he has a $100 million net worth, making $400,000 a year. Wonder how he did that legitimately. Just like Native American Elizabeth Warren, you know, I was fired from a job because I was pregnant. Okay. Just like Barack Obama's mom didn't get medical bills paid for through the insurance. No, her medical bills were covered. She wanted them to pay for like her mortgage, like what Aflac does. You don't cover that. That's what they didn't cover. Know the facts. But the media doesn't tell you. That's the facts, folks. They don't want to go after. They don't really want Trump, because, like Trump said in that one debate, Hillary Clinton, if you wanted these loopholes that I used closed, you would have done it a long time ago, and you could have. You don't. Because you use those same loopholes I do to pay as low as possible in taxes. If Hillary Rodham Clinton, this is how I put it. If Hillary Rodham Clinton was a mega church like a Joel Osteen or a Klepto Dollar, liberals would be up in arms with how she's running her foundation. If the Clinton Foundation was a church like Klepto Dollar or like Joel Osteen or one of those mega churches, you know, like Donnie Baker's son. You know, like the Baker, you know. I have sinned against you, my Lord, that, you know, that family. If Hillary Clinton's foundation was a church, like everyone would be up in arms the way that's being run. But since she's a Democrat, it's all legit. My kitty's in the studio trying to climb outside, windows closed. Not going out, buddy. Nice try, though. But, you know, we got this Native American that's, you know, she wants to pretend to enact anti-corruption laws. But they're quick to make sure that these laws will not affect what they do now. You know, they want to be able to get away with stuff. They want to, so like these gun laws, they want to try to pass a gun law that they know is not going to do anything. When, you know, they want this anti-corruption thing. Oh, well, we're still going to do all this. No, you can't take away that. You can't take away our ability to do that. Oh, no. No, of course we got to have our family members. Of course we got to have people that don't know the first thing about energy and oil. Let's put them on there, you know. Kind of like Manchester United. Sometimes I feel like they have people on the pitch that never played football before. I mean, they really created hardly any chances at all during Newcastle United. Get into that later, folks. That's just where we live in, though, folks. You know, I put this on a local news station we have. There was a post. And, like, you know, of course, in Tiverton County, they're going to increase taxes and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, taxed enough already. We're one step away from a revolutionary war. Because this government keeps thinking that we're just going to keep sitting there and swallow. We're like a, you know, like we're just going to keep accepting the fact that they are going to, oh, don't worry, we're just going to keep accepting the fact that they keep wanting a living of wage increase. And like they're just going to tax after tax after tax after tax. No. You know, we're a toilet, and the government just thinks they can keep feeding us stuff, and we're just going to keep eating it and swallowing it. No. People are getting tired. These tax increase after tax increase after tax increase, Like, I think the majority of Michiganders are getting, wait a minute here, this is the 300th time you have passed a tax to fix the roads, and you're not fixing the roads. They're allocating money to fix the roads, and you're going to veto the bill. There are roads in Michigan that I don't think they were fixed from the day they were built in 18-whenever, when the road was first built. You almost need to have a Humvee just to drive in Michigan. I mean, you complain about the Indiana State Flower, which is a cone. The state motto is be prepared, but hey, at least our roads are fixed. That's the problem in this. You know, people are starting to get, wait a minute here. How many more taxes are you going to levy on it? And that's what they want to do. That's what these politicians want. Let me see. Well, if we fix this, if we put a wall at the border, then what are we going to, because that's what we do. We're going to say we're going to fix the VA, and we're just going to keep campaigning on it. We're not going to actually fix it, because then if we fix the VA problem, then what can we campaign on? That's what's going on. People need to wake up. As long as the government just sits there, hey, if we keep campaigning on building the wall, if they don't go after us and demand answers on why a wall's not being built, we can keep campaigning saying we're going to build a wall. It could be 40 years that we campaign on building a wall, but if they don't go after us and demand why isn't a wall being built, look at the government like a contractor. Okay, you pay a guy to work on your house. If he doesn't get it done, if there's a shoddy job or never shows up, aren't you going to complain? Aren't you going to call up and say, where are you? What's going on? Well, why aren't you doing that with the government? Why aren't you going, okay, why wasn't this wall built before even Trump was here? Because you've been wanting a wall since the 70s. You've been wanting border. Why aren't you? How long? Okay, the whole time, the VA was a problem probably back to Clinton era. You gotta stand up. If you don't say something, dirty, we need another living wage increase. I started in Congress with $20,000. Now I have $100 million net worth, but you know, I need a cost of living wage increase. I gotta do something, man. Not having, $174,000, that's rough. I don't know if I can live on that, because I may have to dip into my $100 million net worth, and I can't do that. Oof. Oh, man. That's the problem in this world, folks. That's the problem. No one's standing up for nothing. No one's standing up for nothing in this. Oh, we're just going to let stuff happen. We're just going to let stuff happen. Whatever. No one cares. No one, you know. Well, heck, if you're not going to say anything, what the heck? If you're not going to complain that the work was shoddy and this, you know. That's the problem. Red state Democrats are having a problem trying to defend impeaching Trump. As a Democrat, what has the Democratic Party done since Trump has been in office to try to make America great if they're not? Well, first of all, 90% of what Trump is doing, they supported at one time, but since Trump is supporting it, they can't support it. Just like Ocasio-Cortez, her website says that, oh, we need to get the troops out of Syria. This forever war needs to end. Trump's getting the troops out of Syria. Now she's like, oh, we need to leave them there. How dare Trump take these troops out of Syria? How dare he do that? I can't believe. Oh. You could have a whole website devoted to nothing but all these Democrats supporting all this crap that now they don't support that Trump's president. It's amazing how many of these politicians stand. They don't have a stance. You may not like Trump, but if you look back to 1980, he's been saying the same thing. He has not changed his view once. You may disagree, but at least he hasn't flip-flopped every 5 seconds. I think it's fun because it just exposes the double standard of left that one day they're here, one day they're there. I will say this, though. Where's this? Yes. I've done some digging, and I think I found out who the Democrats' key impeachment witness is. You know, the secret transcripts. I think I know who the guy is. I've done lots of digging on this, and because they want to be transparent, except for this guy. They don't want to because. The person the guy that's in charge of the transcripts, like the witness, the phone witness, his name is Casper. Yeah, he's a friendly ghost. The friendliest ghost you'll know, Casper. Yeah, because he don't exist. It's a bull crap hat fake job, just like the what do they call that? Oh yeah, the. What, Trump won? Huh? We gotta, quick. We gotta do something. Trump won. We gotta keep these people from, oh yeah, look at this. Dirty, Trump colluded with Russia. He didn't win the election on his own. We gotta make up something because these liberals are about to kill us. We were told to put $1 million on this horse, he's going to win guaranteed. The race is rigged, he's guaranteed to win. And then when they lose and you're out that $1 million, we got to do something fast. And that's what's going on. Hey, think to yourself this one question if you're a Democrat. What have they done to try to make America better? What have they done to try to fix this country? What have they done? 8 years of Obama and the VA wasn't touched. Bush didn't do. Now, we got to stand up. The Second Amendment's about to be used for what it was designed for, to stop an ever-controlling government from running our lives. He's talking violence. How dare he? We need to get him shut down because he wants violence. No, I just want a government that works for me to work for me. If I pay somebody money to fix my house and to do contractor work, I want to know that I'm satisfied. I want to know what he's doing. Like, I've known a lot of people who've had cleaning services. And their house is clean like the first two times, great. And then the second, then after that, starts to go downhill. And like we found out, a lady, my dad was in the side of our house in his office doing work. And this lady literally went out to her car and just sat there reading a book all day. And my dad, of course, goes, the one day finally went out there and he goes, what are you doing, huh? Who are you? Well, I'm the homeowner. I've been in that office over there for the last 4 hours. You've been in this car the whole time. You were fired. If there's anything in that house that belongs to you, let me know and I will get it. Other than that, get your stuff and get out of here. She has left. She worked for us. We demand, if I'm paying you, you better be clean. But then do it. You know, the government works for us. We just need to start demanding. The Tea Party was a great thing, but they just pooped out instead of kept going and kept going. Where's the investigation in the fact that they were going after conservative groups? The IRS was under Obama. Where's the investigation? Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? Because they don't care. Well, they'll care if it's about a liberal thing, but they don't care. Oh, they're not gonna. Oh, they're just gonna waste every second of the day going after Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump. You know, Shannon Watts spreads misinformation about AR-15Ss after Trump announces Syrian policy. You know, this mom is saying that, you know, that Shannon Watts needs to respond to Trump's Syrian policy by claiming that it's easier to purchase a semi-automatic rifle than it is to get Sudafed. Well, most places, all you need is a driver's license. You can get Sudafed at the retail counter. No big deal. There, Shannon Watts and all these moms. There is a thing called a National Instant Criminal Background Check System, however. The NICS check must be performed on each individual seeking to buy a semi-automatic rifle at a retailer. And in some states, that check must proceed by securing a gun owner's license or a certificate of gun safety class. If you're doing it legally, it's way harder to get an AR-15 than it is Sudafed. Shannon Watts, but you know, whatever. You want to take away? They already banned those at one point, and they had a caption, as I would call it, in this thing. When this is done, you're gonna look at this like this closed caption thing, and in that, did it prevent crime? Did making that ban affect anything? Did it help in any way? Can you prove that it was a benefit to have that law? If you can, great. If not, start over. And they couldn't prove that it was did anything to prevent or lower gun violence, crime, or anything. So they couldn't continue the bill. Got about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Like, share. Blog Talk Radio, I actually did a video on how to listen to any of my old live conversations. If you see if you're on my Facebook page and you see a link for Kyle's conversation, and I have at the top usually like this is the link for the conversation on Thursday the 9th or whatever at 9, click on that link and it'll bring up the broadcast. If it has not happened, it will become live when it's live. So if you click on that when I'm on the air, you'll hear me. If not, you have to, if the show is already ended, you will actually have to wait like an hour and then as it reboots and uploads. And then once it's uploaded, you can listen to it. So you can listen to any of my old conversations going back there, and you can click follow. Because when you go to the main thing, if you click on my name, it comes up I did a whole video on it, so check it out. So, because I have so many people, they don't even know how to listen to a Blog Talk show. I'm like, the link I give you, click on that link. When you click on that thing, it'll bring you right to the conversation so you can hear me when I'm live. When I don't hear anything, well, it's because I'm not live. And if you wait, and after an hour after it's over, once it's had time to upload, you'll be able to hear me. I think it's like 45 minutes or so. But, you know, thank you so much. Because they were doing a bunch. And that's the thing. This is people use Blog Talk all around the world. So, like, when it's prime time for us, I mean, it's down to do work on this thing and maintenance on it. It takes several days. So it affects everybody. It's not just me. It's everyone who uses, you know. Maxine Waters. What the heck do you? I want to know what they smoking. We will convince Senate Republicans to impeach Trump. We're going to go after them because we have to impeach Trump. I hope you do impeach or try to, because all it's going to do is get Trump elected again. Because, I mean, when they're talking about impeachment, why aren't they talking about Bill Clinton? If you don't know, Nixon was never, ever impeached. He resigned. They were looking at impeaching him, but he resigned. Well, you can say, well, they were looking at whatever. They never impeached him. So many people say, well, Nixon was impeached, Nixon impeached, Nixon. Nixon never was impeached. He resigned before that came to light. But, I mean, I think they would have impeached him anyways. But, hey, folks, that's facts. Because so many people, like, you know, they're not talking about the Nixon, they're talking about the Nixon impeachment, but they're not talking about the Bill Clinton one. Well, actually, it's funny because Nixon was never impeached. They were looking at doing it, but they never did it. But look at all these Democrats who support impeaching Trump, who are, it's wrong to impeach Bill Clinton. It's wrong to impeach him. It's wrong. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. They never do. Two wrongs never make a right. But, you know, I care about the generations. I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow. I can't say if I'm going to be here tomorrow. Sometimes I wish I would have tried to get closer to Michigan so I could be near my brother. But, you know, hey, you know, bygones will be bygones. You know, we take what God gives us today and go with it, you know. That's why I do this show. Wake people up. Know what you stand for. Know what they're... I mean, if the government was one of those, thank you for calling, I'm Microsoft support. We called because you have virus on your computer and we try to help you fix. Yeah, I trust the government about as much as I trust sending a gift card from Walmart to some guy I've never met. I hope someone calls me doing that, because I want to give them, like, here, I got a bunch of, like gift cards, and give them ones that have, like, no value on it. Make sure they're, like, empty and give them. I just bought the thing, you know, because now if you go to Walmart, they actually have signs that say, never buy a money order or gift card for anyone you've never met or don't know. I'm like, a lot of people do that, but they give it to the government. Do they really have your best interest at heart? But that's why I do what I do. To wake people up. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. No one is. You know? That's why I do what I do. Oh, we're gonna get Republicans. We're gonna impeach him because we have to impeach him because he's doing such. I mean, look at how many black people are no longer needing our assistance. We don't know what to do because we rely on people needing us. Remember Maxine Waters, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. You all work for us. Mitt Romney, you work for us. Not the other way around. And we need to stand up and let them know that. Because as long as you just sit there on your little hiney with your kilt underneath you and you don't do anything, they're gonna keep getting themselves ready. They're gonna keep doing this stuff. They're gonna keep. Don't worry, folks. If you're not gonna do anything, we're just gonna keep ripping off. Guess what? I'm gonna do. There's an old trick where if you take two dice and you roll them, the top two numbers and bottom two numbers, if they're real dice, will always be 14, no matter what you roll, no matter what you do. I bet you $100 I can roll these dice and I'll tell you that I'll add up the top two and bottom two numbers before you can add up the top two numbers. 14. I won. Let's do that again. And if I can keep throwing the dice and yelling 14, if he keeps taking that bet, not realizing that it's rigged and he can never win, because as soon as the dice leaves my hand, I call it before it hits the ground, 14, I'm going to keep doing it until he goes, wait a minute here, what the heck? And then when he looks at the dice and figures out no matter what way you roll it, no matter how you roll it, the top and bottom two numbers are always going to equal 14, and he realizes he was scammed. You know, you're going to keep doing that until he realizes you're scammed. What a concept. What a concept. And that's what's going on. These Democrats are going to keep asking for cost of wage increases, and Republicans are going to do the same thing, and they're just going to keep taxing you and tax until Michiganders say, wait a minute here, bull crap. I'm tired of having a 10% tax, a 5% tax, a 3% tax, a 9% tax, a 6% tax. This is a breathe air tax. This is a plastic bottle cap tax. This is a glass bottle cap tax. This is, if they keep saying all these taxes are going to go to the fixing roads, if the roads will never get fixed, If nothing ever changes, people eventually need to wake up and say, wait a minute here. And I think some Michiganders are finally saying, wait a minute here, folks. This is the 50th time they've taxed me, the 300th time they've taxed me for money to fix the roads, but they're never fixing them. Wake up. Hello, McFly. That's what's going on. Wake up. You can be a liberal, but hey, if you're giving your hard-earned tax dollars and they're not fixing the road, you need to say something. If that was your house and you paid a guy to put a roof on it and you gave money and he ain't doing the job, or aren't you going to be pretty pissed? Mm-hmm. Well, most people in this country aren't. That's what's wrong in this world. You know, and that's where this world is coming. And people need to wake up and see that. But they don't. You know, look at Steve Harvey. Oh, Trump's doing great, Trump's doing great, Trump's doing great. And all of a sudden, 360. Well, you know, what has Trump done? What has Trump really done? They can't call Terrence K. Williams out by name. But guess what? He's the one they're talking about. So I have hecklers on my conversation from time to time, but guess what? They heckle me because they don't have any. If they could say, well, here's where you're wrong, and I can prove you, I got facts to back it up. You know? Like Teresa Earnhardt used to say, if you're a badass and you can back it up like Dale Sr. could, he could do that Terminator persona because he did things most people thought about making that move. Dale Sr. made that move. So, where are we at, folks? I'm going to see what time I got. I got about 18 minutes left in the program, and starting next week, probably the conversation will probably be, I'll be moving it to like 7 o'clock, because starting next Monday, I've got a new job, so I'm, you know, I may even postpone it a week just to figure out my job and get all that stuff squared away, so I'll be having updates on Thursday on that, on what's going on with that and throughout the weekend. So, yeah, because I'm starting a whole new job, and it's going to be interesting. Yes, I'm going to be around chemicals. Yes. No, I'm not doing it. I looked at some of the jobs this company has, like, what's a crystal chemist, an organic chemist? And this, and I'm like, what do you work with, feces? Is it organic feces? Well, this is from a meat eater, this is from a vegan, this is from a vegetarian. Oh, look, there's corn in that one. I don't know what it'll get. I don't know. But, kind of interesting, because in Marion County, I'm going to get into this one, too, because they're... The Marion County prosecutor, I think I've talked about this many times recently, but they're not going to go after them. If you have less than an ounce, they're not going to prosecute you. They have so many people in jail, and now there's people like, well, you know, like, what are they, like, if you, so, like, all you have to do is deal in less than an ounce, and they won't do anything to you, and the cops saying, we're still going to arrest you and all this stuff, well, they're not going to prosecute you. The Marion County people say they're not, it's ridiculous, folks, you know. I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. It's not like when I was in high school in 94, I could say, when I get out of here, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a dispensary, and there's going to be a 24-hour prayer room, you know, or maybe when we're open, you know, you can go in there, and we'll have a pastoral director, you know, from different churches come, you know, if you need someone to talk to. We're going to have a massage therapist, acupuncture, you know. We're a wellness thing, you know. Cannabis will be one of the tools you will be able to use, you know. So, okay. So if you have cancer, you can use cannabis to help treat it along with the chemo, radiation, and all the stuff that the medical community offers. This would be one option. Because so many people think that if you so like if I support medical cannabis, well, because it's been proven that it can help heal if your leg breaks. Yeah, you're going to wear a cast. You're going to do things that the doctor's telling you to do. It would be one thing in a long list of regimens. It's not like cancer patients only use weed and they don't use any cannabis and they don't use any medications. No, they take it. Just helps keep their appetite up. They take their AIDS medications and all this other stuff. But that's something that the left don't want you, that people don't want you to know about, you know? It's not like back then I can say that. You know, now we're now people are starting to see, wait a minute here. Studies are proving that violence isn't going up, but all these things that they claimed about, you know, it's kind of like, wow, you can smoke weed? Dumb. You know, it was kind of like, let's see what we can get away with. It's like, now that it's legal, it's like, no one cares. Like, a lot of the kids are not like, it's not a cool thing. And that's the truth. I mean, bombard the kids when they're like, see, here you go. Here's 100 pounds. Like, I remember, like, I've seen videos, like, where, you know, like, I think they did on The Simpsons, where you want to smoke, here you go, son. Here's a carton of cigarettes. You're going to smoke one right after the other and not stop. Then when they get, no, you're going to inhale every, no. Once you're going to, you're not going to, you're sitting here, you're not done until this whole carton's done. And then when they get so sick, never touch them again. You know, and it's one of those things. You know, these kids, and wow. So I can, it's not seen as cool anymore. Because, wow, you can actually legally do it. I can, you know, yeah. It's not, it was never seen as like a rebellious thing. It was like, okay, I guess I always wanted to be normal. And hey, when it, the greatest quote I ever saw was, Irish aren't drunks. They just have fun when they party. Because so many people, like, just think that, oh, no, they're not like, it's not the alcohol. They're just more fun, period. You know? When I've done cannabis in my life, guess what? I am on cloud 9. It's not because I'm high per se. I'm just like, yay, I can actually go and do pain-free. And it's when you're in chronic pain every day, it's nice to have, you know, when you have like one day a month where you're not like and then you have like brain clouds, and I forget the heck they call them. My wife would know this. Fibromyalgia people get it where they forget, you know, bouts of forgetfulness because of like pain and, you know. And then I just try to keep going and doing. But yeah. What we got here, folks? What do we got? We got about 12 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I mean, and I hope this show wakes you up. I mean, I'm a huge history supporter and stuff, and it was nice, you know, to have people that know their history and, you know, hey, you know. Because, like, if you go back in the day, currency wasn't a big thing. It was the trade and barter system. Hey, I'll do this for you. You do that for me. What a concept. I'll make you a bucket. You fix my wagon wheel. Deal. And that's what people need to realize. Oh, I want, give me free stuff. You need to watch and learn. You got to know your history, folks. You know, back in the day, cast iron was very, very expensive, and you would have one good pot. Now it's like 72-piece cookware set. You would have had one good pot if you were lucky, made of cast iron. Anyone that listens to Mind Jamal, he's just coming on right now. So I'll have to get on real quick and say hi to him.
I am. Say it loud.
Okay. I love you all.
How was your day?
But it's one of those things. It's one of those things that when you look at it from this perspective, you know, we're a nation that has tons of people that are finally like, no, we're fed up. And you have tons of people that, wait a minute here. They're zombies. I leave it at that as I go into the Premier League, folks. Don't be a zombie. No matter what you support, know what you stand for, know where your money goes, know what they're doing. I don't know where to begin with United. They're 12th in the league. They lost 1-0 to Newcastle United. Had really nothing. Okay, I mean that was a game where it's like because some of my friends like, who would want to watch a game like that? You know, I mean, like there was like no effort, no try, no nothing. Ollie is not on the pitch. Ollie is not the one playing. Ollie is not the one doing. But there's talk about, should he be gone? If they continue down the slope, when do they say, and do they temporarily get somebody in there? I mean, he dominated when we first got him. What has happened? You know, where is the heart? You know, the player, the coach can be all he wants to. I'm going to get these people fit. They're going to be going da-da-da. Okay, well, physical condition. You should be going there. You need to get off the pitch. The groundskeepers are going to have your butt. Bull crap. Have them come out here. I'm a Manchester United player. I am practicing. I've got 5,000 balls in front of me, and I'm going to kick every darn one of them into that net. Bring that groundskeeper out here. Does he want to groundskeep a League Two team or a Champions League title winner? You know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can. If they don't have the heart, don't want to do it, don't want to, you know, there's jokes like, is United going to take Wenger? I don't know what I would do if we got Austin Wenger. I don't know. He's a Mourinho to me, that he's past his prime. He was good. His style of football was good at one time, but not anymore. But, I mean, here's the thing. Where would this club be if they got Zidane? If we had gotten Zinedine Zidane, where would this club be? Would he have gotten the players that he wanted? See, I think they should have given Ole Gunnar Solskjaer every dang player. Give us a list of 10 players. We're going to get you elite. We're going to get you 6 of them. Because there are people that are saying, well, he got rid of Lukaku. But why did he do that? Because at least he scored. At least he was decent. You got rid of him. Well, let's say he got rid of Lukaku, which we needed to. But is it his fault that no one came in to replace him? Is it Ole Gunnar? I don't know. I don't know if it's the board's fault, who's at fault. We need to get a director of football in there. I don't know who's to blame. If you were to, because Ollie started out so well and then went, I don't know who's to blame. I really don't. I'm always a United fan, always have been, always will be. Win, lose, or draw. But I wonder how far down we'll go before they say, hey, we need to get someone in there. And did they jump the gun taking Ollie? I would love to truly, honestly know from, like, Ed Woodward, was Pochettino seriously considering United? Was Zinedine Zidane ever really considering United? I want to get people in the role that are going to dominate in the role. I feel like, well, he's an ex-legend. Okay, Gary Neville's an ex-legend. Would I want him as manager? Probably not. I'm tired of the ex. Well, he's an ex-Manchester. Well, if he's an ex-Manchester United legend and he's the manager at Real Madrid and he's won five, you know, Coupe de la Reyes, and he has won 4 Champions Leagues, okay. Then I can say, well, he's got the, he can back it up. But, you know, to take, Ruud van Nistelrooy was great at United, but would he be a great manager? No. Van der Sar would be a great director of football because he's done it at Ajax. He's amazing. He actually has credentials at Ajax to back up that he would make a great director of football. And he's an ex-legend, but he can back it up with the credentials because he's been doing it at Ajax. Some people say you need to stick with we can't keep switching managers every 5 minutes. But if we get to 19th place or 18th place or something, we get that far down, you know, when would you say enough is enough? When do you draw the line to say, hey, we have to do something? Got about just under 3 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, comment, share. I got PayPal links. So, the PayPal me. Remember, folks, I write comedy for $85 an hour, and I accept PayPal. Don't forget that.
That's $85 right there.
Yeah, pay me. If you're watching, you owe me, so get to the PayPal link. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my buddy Chris Slater this weekend. Oh, man, he was, oh, I got to spend, like, most of Saturday with him. It was great. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what the fix is for United. But I just wonder, if you got Zidane in there, would there really be that big of a difference? That's one thing. I think they should have taken, one thing I'd really love to know if you would, and I don't think you'll ever find out, was Pochettino ever seriously considering United? Was Zidane ever considering United? And they went with, you know, I don't think you'll ever know. That's one question I'd love to have. If, like, hey, they couldn't, it was him or nobody, and wow. But, you know, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and, you know, I want Ollie to succeed, but I just don't know how far down the totem pole we can go before we end up having.
I think it's the owners.
I really do. But then again, you know, you get on the pitch, and it's the players on the pitch, not Ollie. You know, it's like, I can tell you all day long, you need to get up here and ride these bikes for, you know, you should be, okay, get that groundskeeper in here. I'm going to kick all these damn balls. I got 100 million footballs in front of me. I'm going to kick everyone of them into that goal. Bring that groundskeeper in here. You want to have a Champions League team, or you want to have, you know, and that's what needs to happen. You know, Ollie can only do so much. And I don't know if he peed in someone's Cheerios, now they don't want him. But remember, I want to thank you so much. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.
Really, somebody's Cheerios?